Welcome to the Third City Podcast. This is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist, sitting in my classroom, getting ready for my first Zoom class for my sixth hour this year. We're starting digital classrooms, and it's very strange time that we're living in. We're going to continue with this episode 3 of the second season, where Jimmy B today is going to get his third of his jive senses, the jive senses being music, math, dance, love, and light. Today he's going to get the upgrade to touch, which is called dance. We're going to introduce a new character a little bit named Brandon Smith, who we've seen before, but we're going to see him in a new light today. So I'll see you on the flip side. Shyam Simka knows a little bit of the story, but... Okay, what? Wait, so come in. Okay, so we last left our story. Jimmy B is collecting tools. And he's visiting Alex Balance in her cottage and cabin in the woods. Foothills of the mountain, and he's getting his jive senses. So far he's got his music and his math. Today he's going to get a new tool. Wow. That's what we're going to see.
I know that it's cool. Can I count?
Yeah, so you tell him somewhere, you just kind of just lay back. You can help out if I have a question for you, okay? Or you can chime in. So, last we saw Jimmy B, he got his new tool, which was the calculator, which helped him figure out how all the food in the world is made. And it made him realize how complicated the world is with the winds, and the rain, and the sun, and the stars, the planets, the constellation, and the farmers, and the truckers, and the salesmen, and how the food gets from the light of the sun to the earth to his table. It was a complicated thing. Made him appreciate what he ate, like everything else. So last night, Jimmy B had fallen asleep with his new tools under his pillow. He had his earbud in his ear, and he had their calculator right under his pillow. And it woke him up. That was his alarm. It sounded like a horn. Something like a shofar, maybe. So Jimmy B woke up, it was early. Just before sunrise, still kind of dark outside. And he got out of bed, trying not to wake up Ray, his fun new pet ball that was sleeping next to him. Might as well let Ray sleep a little bit. Either Ray doesn't need sleep. I mean, not really, but kind of. So he rolled out of bed, climbed around Ray. He went to wash his hands, brush his teeth, and get ready for the day. Thought maybe he'd go outside and do a little bit of pre-fondue practice before Ray woke up. But he realized, as the sun was coming over the mountains, Alex Balance was already in the garden. She was working hard. She was doing some weeding. So Jimmy B stuck his head up the door. Alex, is that you? You're up working in the garden already? Yeah, it's the best time of the day. It's not hot yet. The sun's coming up over the mountains. The wind is crisp, it's cool, nice for working, break a little sweat. Come on out, come and help me. So Jimmy B walked across the lawn, came over to the garden. There's Alex Balance. She said, well, we have some planting to do and some weeding. What would you like to do? Well, what are you doing? She said, I'm weeding, so why don't you help me? He said, fine. So Alex Balance pointed out to him all the different plants. Those are the cucumbers, here's the tomatoes, this is the beans, the corn, the squash, the cantaloupes, the watermelon. Then there's the beautiful bed of spices, the basil, the rosemary, the thyme, the garlic, the ginger. Jimmy B took a big big sniff. It smells so good. Yeah, it does. It's my favorite part. So she showed him all the plants and which ones are the weeds to pull out and what to do with them. And then they start to work. JB really enjoyed getting his knees dirty, his hands dirty. There's worms. There's worms in the dirt. And really the first time in his life he ever really put his hands into the earth, like really touched the earth with his hands. After a while, he looked up. He saw Alex balance and she was smiling. "You're really liking this, aren't you? You never got dirty as a kid, did you?" He said, "No, in Third City there wasn't a lot of outside, not a lot of dirt. After the virus you couldn't go out so much, and then I don't know, in Third City it was a lot of plastic trees, not so much get in touch with the earth." She said, "You like it, don't you?" She said, he said, "Yeah, I do." It's that sense of touch, that sense of feeling. Doesn't that feel good? He said, "Yeah." She said, "By the way, you know what this is? This is your next tool. Your next tool is touch. We call it in Jive Senses language, dance." He said, "Well, what does dance have to do with touch, Jamie?" And just as he said that, Alex Bounce looked up. JB turned and looked the direction she was looking. "Look, someone coming up the road." "Who is it?" said JB. Said Alex Bounce. "Oh, I think I know who that is. He's here already? Wow, he must be fast. Who is it?" "Well," Alex said, "someone contacted me. He'd been in touch with Dr. Free, and he wanted to come out here. I told him he had to see Coast Eyes first to get all the other tools, and I guess Felix the dog gave him a ride. But that was yesterday. Can't believe he made it here already. He must be fast and strong." As the guy got closer and closer, he realized he was tall. Alex, Jimmy B said, "What's his name?" Alex said something like, "Brandon, I think." "You mean Brandon Smith?" She said, yeah, Brandon Smith. You know him?" "Do I know him? That's Brandon Smith from the Third City Smoking Rabbits, the famous casket call player. He's coming here now?" She said, "I don't know much about casket call, but he did say he played something with sports, something like that, and he needed to get out of there." "You mean he quit? He quit the Third City Smoking Rabbits? How are they going to be the best team in the CBA?" She said, "I don't know. Like I said, I don't know much about that guy, so I just know this guy's coming to help me." So as he got closer, Jimmy stood up and Alex Bounce, they walked over to him. They said, "Wow," Alex Bounce said, "you made it all the way here today?" He said, "Yep, you know, I am kind of big and strong. I met Ghost Eyes, did all the things I needed to do, and I really want to get out. I really want to find Dr. Free." She said, "Well, we all want to find Dr. Free, but you're about to be quick." He said, "Well, you know, I'm young, I'm strong, but you know, I had a lot of successful years in the..." Jimmy Pete looked up. Brandon Smith looked down at him. "You must be one of my fans," he said. "I can tell with that look on your face. Brandon Smith, nice to meet you." And Brandon Smith stuck out his big hands, long fingers. Gene Beat said, "Wow, I used to have a poster of you on my wall. Well, that's so nice. Cast Call's a great game, but it's kind of dangerous. Once I realized I was one of the bluish people, I felt like I need to come out here." "You're one of the bluish people too." Gene Beat looked. Did have a bluish tint in his skin. As they shook hands, he could see their hands next to each other. "Wow. So, well, why don't you come inside and sit down," said Alex Bounce. "I'll have something to drink. You need to rest. You've probably been a long walk all over the mountain." He said, "No, I'm in great shape. I'll do what you guys are doing. What are you doing?" So Alex Bounce explained which plants are which and about weeding. I guess Brandon Smith didn't know anything about weeds or plants or gardens either. And they sat down in the dirt and started weeding the garden together. And they were both getting their hands dirty and weeding. And after a while, they heard a voice from the house. "Jimmy! Jimmy!" "Did I hear something?" said Brandon Smith. "Oh, it's Ray. Ray, come on out." Ray said, "I can't move by myself. Too much inertia. I need you to push me a little bit so I can get rolling." Jimmy ran out back. Crossed the lawn to the house, picked up Ray, came back out. "Who's that talking?" said Brandon Smith. Alex Bounce, "That's Ray, his pet. You got a pet too, don't you?" Brandon Smith said, "Yeah, but I didn't know mine talked." "He does." So Jimmy B took Ray and threw him. And just as the ball was coming, Brandon Smith looked into his backpack and pulled it out. And his ball started to talk to him. Hey! Hey! So Jimmy B's ball came in with Ray and landed in Brandon Smith's right hand, and he hit his fun to on his left hand. And then Ray and the ball, the other ball, started talking to each other. And Brandon Smith said, these balls talk to each other? Like, yeah. What are they? Jimmy B came in. They're fondue balls. You ever play fondue? He said, no, but you'd probably be a great player. Watch. What are the rules? Just watch. And Jimmy B and Alex Pound started playing fondue. They started running, throwing, and catching. And Brandon Smith was a natural. He just started to play along. And he joined the game. They were running, throwing, and catching, and throwing, and catching. And the balls were talking to each other.
They used to do two balls.
They were doing two balls, right. And after a while, they all fell onto the ground giggling, and the balls were giggling. Alex Pounce looked up and said, I think you're ready for the next tool. It's for dance. And she pulled out of her backpack two pairs of shoes. These are your dancing shoes. Great for casket call or basket ballet. Great for fondue too. This is your sense of touch, your sense of dance. When you put on these shoes, you'll be able to move like Brandon Smith on the court. You'll be able to feel everything that's inside the dirt, like the worms, the clay, and the sand. Sense of touch. Everything you do will feel like a dance. Everything you touch will feel like something beautiful. Whether it's sharp or smooth, whether it's soft or hard, whether it's hot or cold. And every move you make with your arms and your legs, you'll feel like you're dancing. Every move is a dance when you have your dancing shoes on. So Jimmy B put them on. They're kind of like somewhere between basketball shoes and ruby slippers.
What did you say?
I said they were somewhere between like Michael Jordan's basketball shoes and Dorothy's ruby slippers. You're gonna get that reference there. But Jimmy B put the shoes on, and he could feel with his fingers in the dirt. He could feel the life from the worms, the microorganisms. When he stood up, he felt like he was dancing across the lawn playing fondue.
No,
when he lay down in bed that night, everything the pillows were so soft. He had that enhanced sense of touch, of feel, of dance. And he got his third tool. After a long day of gardening and fondue, Jimmy B went to sleep on the bottom bunk with Ray. And Brandon Smith went to sleep on the top bunk with his no-name pet. Ray was bothering Brandon Smith. Will you name that pet already? I want to call a name. And Brandon Smith said, I'm too tired. By morning, I'll come up with a good name. Alex Bounce was outside, looking up at the moon and the stars. Good night, guys, she said to them. And Brandon Smith fell asleep. And his fondue fall. Pat fell asleep. And Ray fell asleep. And JB fell asleep. They could hear the winds outside. Alex Bounce singing. Oh, it's the bedtime song. I've been to you right now. Come on, I'll show you how. All you gotta do is close your eyes, pick up the pieces and vocalize. All we got is no spirit spies, because we got our dreams. Oh, it's the bedtime song. Oh, I've been waiting all day long, long, to sing it to you right now. Come on, I'll show you how. Okay, you've reached the flip side, and thank you for joining me this week. Hopefully, maybe you can implement some of the jive senses that, as you move about your day and your life, that you can try to hear every sound as music. And every time you eat something, you could be appreciative of all the places from which the food came. And every time you move through the world, you could be feeling like you're dancing. And maybe that'll bring a smile to your face and to the world in general as a whole and the people you meet. So you should be blessed to be happy, to be safe, and to know that you're special. See you next week.